Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option, A to F, as in the example. There is one option that you do not need. Example.
Let's look at some of the signs used in American Sign Language to describe family members. This one is the sign for mum or mother. You point your thumb to your chin just below your mouth and open your fingers and hand outwards.
One A.
The sign for grandmother is made by touching your chin with the thumb of your dominant hand, like when signing mother. The hand should be open, but for grandmother, you move your hand forward twice in two small movements.
Two A.
To sign dad or father, you should place the tip of the thumb of your right hand at the top of your face, on or near your forehead, and hold your open hand outwards.
Three A.
The sign for grandfather is made by touching your forehead with the thumb of your right hand, the same as when signing father. The hand should be open. Now, move your hand forward twice in two small arches.
Four A.
The sign for baby is made by placing both arms together as if you're holding an infant. Then, gently rock your arms back and forth.
Listen again and check your answers. One A.
The sign for grandmother is made by touching your chin with the thumb of your dominant hand, like when signing mother. The hand should be open, but for grandmother, you move your hand forward twice in two small movements.
Two A.
To sign dad or father, you should place the tip of the thumb of your right hand at the top of your face, on or near your forehead, and hold your open hand outwards.
Three A.
The sign for grandfather is made by touching your forehead with the thumb of your right hand, the same as when signing father. The hand should be open. Now, move your hand forward twice in two small arches.
Four A.
The sign for baby is made by placing both arms together as if you're holding an infant. Then, gently rock your arms back and forth.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Thank you so much for inviting me to talk to you about our wonderful Welsh tradition of an Eisteddfod. This is a special festival of music and poetry, in which thousands of people come together to try to win prizes for performing the best Welsh music and poetry. We always say that music has always run in the blood of all Welsh people, and the Eisteddfods are a long-established part of Welsh life, and have been taking place in our country since the 12th century. Our most important Eisteddfod is the National Eisteddfod of Wales, held in August. It lasts for 8 days, and we usually have more than 6,000 competitors. Each year it changes location between North and South Wales, giving different communities across the country a chance to welcome up to 160,000 visitors. Come and join us this August. We can promise you some of the most magical music and literary experiences in a beautiful green land.
Listen again and check your answers.
Thank you so much for inviting me to talk to you about our wonderful Welsh tradition of an Eisteddfod. This is a special festival of music and poetry, in which thousands of people come together to try to win prizes for performing the best Welsh music and poetry. We always say that music has always run in the blood of all Welsh people, and the Eisteddfods are a long-established part of Welsh life, and have been taking place in our country since the 12th century. Our most important Eisteddfod is the National Eisteddfod of Wales, held in August. It lasts for 8 days, and we usually have more than 6,000 competitors. Each year it changes location between North and South Wales, giving different communities across the country a chance to welcome up to 160,000 visitors. Come and join us this August. We can promise you some of the most magical music and literary experiences in a beautiful green land.
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A, listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
We are pleased to inform you that our new coffee shop is now open and is serving light meals and refreshments during the store opening hours. Please note that checkout number 6 will be opening in 5 minutes. checkout number 6. You may take your items there.
Ten A.
Please be advised that the store will be closing in 15 minutes. Would all customers complete their purchases and make their way to the checkout?
Listen again and check your answers. Eight A.
We are pleased to inform you that our new coffee shop is now open and is serving light meals and refreshments during the store opening hours.
Nine A.
Please note that checkout number 6 will be opening in 5 minutes. Checkout number 6. You may take your items there.
Ten A.
Please be advised that the store will be closing in 15 minutes. Would all customers complete their purchases and make their way to the checkout?
Activity 4. Read items 11A to 15A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So I'll never forget you telling us about your trip when you were, what was it, 19 in Egypt?
Yeah.
It's incredible. How did it come about? Tell us about it.
Well, I was a very hot-headed 19-year-old and I had decided to hop on a boat and sleep on deck from Greece to Egypt and ended up there just wanting to see the pyramids the way you do. And so my friend and I got on the bus in Cairo and set out to the pyramids and saw them at sunset, rode camels, and it was all wonderful, and got on the bus to come back. And as we got off the bus, realized that our money belts had been cut off us without realizing.
What did you do?
Well, I mean, you know, complete panic, really. And so, but again, being very stupid 19-year-olds, we thought, well, never mind, we'll get brown and thin and we'll go into the desert and sort of sit under a palm tree with a... We had enough cash left back in the hotel to buy a couple of bags of sliced bread and some jam, as far as I remember. And so we hitchhiked and ended up in the desert, and then got adopted by some passing Bedouins. And in those days, you couldn't collect for me to call my family in the UK, and the British Embassy wouldn't help. So we spent a very happy 3 months in the desert, wandering about with the Bedouin tribe.
Weren't your parents extremely worried?
They didn't know where I was. They thought I was still in Greece.
Listen again and check your answers.
So So I'll never forget you telling us about your trip when you were, what was it, 19 in Egypt?
Yeah.
It's incredible. How did it come about? Tell us about it.
Well, I was a very hot-headed 19-year-old, and I had decided to hop on a boat and sleep on deck from Greece to Egypt and ended up there just wanting to see the pyramids the way you do. And so my friend and I got on the bus in Cairo and set out to the pyramids and saw them at sunset, rode camels, and it was all wonderful. And got on the bus to come back, and as we got off the bus, realized that our money belts had been cut off us without realizing.
What did you do?
Well, I mean, you know, complete panic, really. And so, but again, being very stupid 19-year-olds, we thought, well, never mind, we'll get brown and thin, and we'll go into the desert and sort of sit under a palm tree with a... We had enough cash left back in the hotel to buy... a couple of bags of sliced bread and some jam, as far as I remember. And so we hitchhiked and ended up in the desert and then got adopted by some passing Bedouins. And in those days, you couldn't collect for me to call my family in the UK, and the British Embassy wouldn't help. So we spent a very happy 3 months in the desert wandering about with the Bedouin tribe.
Weren't your parents extremely worried?
They didn't know where I was. They thought I was still in Greece.
Part B, Activity 1. Listen and fill in items 1b to 5b with the right word, as in the example. Example.
It's the first place people see when they come in the house. And what will they think if they see you've left all your coats and shoes in a complete mess here? And what's this stuff behind the door? I could hardly open the door when I arrived.
One B.
But haven't you done any cleaning up since I left? The rubbish bin is completely full, there's rotten food in the fridge, you haven't washed the floor, all the plates unwashed in the sink.
B.
This is unbelievable. Your clothes are all over the floor. Don't you put anything away in the drawers? How many people slept in here?
B.
Oh, come on. Look at all those wet towels on the floor, and the shower is so dirty. And whose are all those bottles and jars in the sink? And who's left all those toothbrushes out on the side?
B.
So if I want to sit and relax, I've got to clear the whole room first. Well, whose are those coats and things on the sofa? And look at all those beer cans on the table. I can see your friends had a really good time here.
B.
The flowers are dead. Did you ever water them? I can see you sat out here because the table's full of dirty glasses and plates. But there's dust and leaves all over the floor. I wanted to sit out here to get some fresh air, but I'm going to have to spend an hour cleaning up first.
Listen again and check your answers. B.
But haven't you done any cleaning up since I left? The rubbish bin is completely full, there's rotten food in the fridge, you haven't washed the floor, all the plates unwashed in the sink.
2B.
This is unbelievable. Your clothes are all over the floor. Don't you put anything away in the drawers? How many people slept in here?
Three B.
Oh, come on. Look at all those wet towels on the floor, and the shower is so dirty. And whose are all those bottles and jars in the sink? And who's left all those toothbrushes out on the side?
Four B.
So if I want to sit and relax, I've got to clear the whole room first. Well, whose are those coats and things on the sofa? And look at all those beer cans on the table. I can see your friends had a really good time here.
5B.
The flowers are dead. Did you ever water them? I can see you sat out here because the table's full of dirty glasses and plates. But there's dust and leaves all over the floor. I wanted to sit out here to get some fresh air. But I'm going to have to spend an hour cleaning up first.
2. Listen and fill in items 6B to 10B with the right word, as in the example.
Well, I found Italian and Spanish quite easy, really. I suppose because I'd done Latin at school, and I also, my French is quite good too, and there are many similarities there. But the strange thing was that when I went to Portugal, thinking that it was going to be very similar to Spanish, I just couldn't understand a word they were saying.
6B.
Yeah, well, my sister's getting married next month, finally.
Really? Well, they've been together for ages, haven't they?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I don't know how this marriage is going to work out.
Really?
Because, yeah, they're totally different with, you know, she and her fiancé are totally in opposite ends.
In what way?
Well, first of all, she's very demanding, impatient, bossy. And he, on the other hand, is calm, he's laid back, chilled, doesn't get stressed and not angry very easily, so...
Well, that's great. I mean, they say opposites attract, so...
Well, do they?
Could work out for the best.
Well, let's hope so.
7B.
So how are the kids doing this year?
Oh, don't ask. I mean, I'm totally confused. On the one hand, my son's report is a joy to read. I mean, according to his teachers, he's polite, he's respectful, he gives his homework in on time. My daughter, on the other hand, is a whole other story. She's rude and cooperative, apparently. Talks in class, even though she's been told repeatedly not to, and refuses to wear the school uniform.
8B.
I have two friends, and they're a couple. Mm-hmm. They're planning on getting married.
Oh, cool.
But they're facing a problem. The man, Rahul, is not baptized in the Greek church. So he lacks the paperwork necessary for the wedding.
And what are they going to do?
Well, in order to get married, he needs to get baptized in the Christian church.
Right.
But yeah. I'm not sure that he's willing to.
9B.
They're twins. Seriously. Yes. You'd never know.
Well, that's true. I mean, Robbie, look at him. He's got dark hair, and he's quite short, like his mum. And Andy, well, he's the complete opposite. He's just like me. Tall, fair, good looking.
10B.
You know, England might be great, but hey, I will never be able to live there. I can't live there. I mean, it's too cold, damp, and it's grey. It's raining all the time. I need the sun and light of California.
I know. It really affects how you feel, doesn't it? You know, I mean,
yes.
I know England's a great place, but I know a lot of people say the cold and the rain really
yes.
gets them down.
Yeah, the rain is really annoying.
Listen again and check your answers. Six B.
Yeah, well, my sister's getting married next month, finally.
Really? Well, they've been together for ages, haven't they?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I don't know how this marriage is going to work out.
Really?
Because, yeah, they're totally different with, you know, she and her fiancé are totally in opposite ends.
In what way?
Well, first of all, she's very demanding, impatient, bossy. And he, on the other hand, is calm, he's laid back, chilled, doesn't get stressed and not angry very easily, so...
Well, that's great. I mean, they say opposites attract, so...
Well, do they?
Could work out for the best.
Well, let's hope so.
Seven B.
So how are the kids doing this year?
Oh, don't ask. I mean, I'm totally confused. On the one hand, my son's report is a joy to read. I mean, according to his teachers, he's polite, he's respectful, he gives his homework in on time. My daughter, on the other hand, is a whole other story. She's rude and cooperative, apparently. Talks in class, even though she's been told repeatedly not to, and refuses to wear the school uniform.
Eight B.
I have two friends, and they're a couple. Mm-hmm. They're planning on getting married.
Oh, cool.
But they're facing a problem. The man, Rahul, is not baptized in the Greek church. So he lacks the paperwork necessary for the wedding.
And what are they going to do?
Well, in order to get married, he needs to get baptized in the Christian church.
Right.
But
yeah.
I'm not sure that he's willing to.
Nine B.
They're twins. Seriously. You'd never know.
Well, that's true. I mean, Robbie, look at him. He's got dark hair and he's quite short, like his mum. And Andy, well, he's the complete opposite. He's just like me. Tall, fair, good looking.
Ten B.
You know, England might be great, but hey, I will never be able to live there. I can't live there. I mean, it's too cold, damp, and it's grey. It's raining all the time. I need the sun and light of California.
I know. It really affects how you feel, doesn't it? You know, I mean,
yes.
I know England's a great place, but I know a lot of people say the cold and the rain really
yes.
gets them down.
Yeah, the rain is really annoying.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.